Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know how else I can say it, guys. I've said it three different occasions. Well, then I guess I have to say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
That soundbite will never go away.
Who asked that question? Who was that guy?
Our next guest is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And joining us now, the person who did ask that iconic question to get Nick Saban all riled up, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I had no idea when I asked that question it would be... It would create such a firestorm. I remember Harvey Green coming up to me afterwards, irate, because Nick Saban had got irate at him over the question. So I thought I was doing him a favor. I thought he was actually staying though, and he just couldn't spit it out. So
Dave, I got one better. I got one better than that for you before we move on, because we got a lot of stuff to talk. So he did that interview. He was all fired up about you and that question. He comes in and he's letting Harvey have it. I mean, Harvey hears it. Now we sit down to do a wrap-up show on the Nick Saban NBC show. We sit down and he is in a really bad mood. He ends up doing the whole show, gets up and walks out. And we couldn't even run the show because he was on his way to the airport. He had already made up his mind. It was a done deal. We had Alabama airplanes here. We had Alabama moving vans in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Where's the B-roll from that? Well, he's ripping Dave Hyde.
I'd love to have seen that. the great untold story is Wayne Huizing and him, Wayne and their wives, went over to – they had dinner at Nick's house, and he served – beanie weenies, you know, little hot dogs and baked beans to that was their dinner that night, and they talked about him staying, and Wayne left that thinking he was staying, and the next morning or next day he gets a call from his wife. Marty calls Wayne and says, hey, I think they're going, and Wayne said, why? He goes, well, there's a moving van in their house.
Oh my
and that's gosh. How Wayne found out. So always fun to talk about strange stories in Dolphin Land, and there have been a lot of them in the last couple decades.
Dave, you got an article saying goodbye to the Davy bubble with some of the moments from the last 27 to 28 years that the team's been in Davy as they get ready to move into the new beautiful facility at Hard Rock Stadium over there. It's going to be gorgeous. Give me your favorite. I want to hear, outside of the one that you created with the question, give me one of your favorite moments through those almost 30 years.
Well, my favorite is one I didn't know the full backstory about, the Nick Saban Memorial Bubble. And we'll stay with Saban for 200, Alex, because this was – everybody knows that the bubble was built under his watch. I didn't know the backstory. So his first mini camp, there's a rainstorm, one of our great South Florida storms, one of his first practices, and he's like, well, we can't keep doing this. What are our options? And for immediate options. And somebody said, well, you can go back. We can practice in the ballroom of the Renaissance Hotel where the team stayed, or you can go to the Davy Rodeo Grounds and practice. So Saban went over and looked at the Davy Rodeo Grounds, and he's walking on the dirt, and he goes, I can't practice here. There's all this horse bleep that people would practice. And that's how it was finalized. We got to build a bubble. I love the idea of Saban walking around the
Bergeron radio. Yeah, crazy.
We got to give a shout out to Ron Bergeron for the bubble, right? He's got a part of that bubble now.
Yeah.
Who knew? Dave, I loved reading through your story because it brought back a lot of memories. And I talked to Joe yesterday about some of these too. And we played a clip earlier of an iconic memory from the bubble after Ted Ginn was drafted with Cam Cameron going in there. What do you think about that, by the way? We're talking about a guy who basically has taken over the job. He's the new head honcho. And in his first kind of, I don't know, post-draft conference presser, that happened there. What'd you think of that?
Let me tell you this. Ted Ginn is a Miami Dolphin. Ted Ginn is someone that you're going to be proud of. Ted Ginn is going to be, Ted Ginn and his family will give us everything they have. I promise you that. Thank you very much.
Your thoughts, Dave Hyde, once again.
I got to tell you, his mom and dad ended up being good players, too, by the way. Played a little bit on the outside.
Special team pro bowlers, right?
In retrospect, it was such the right decision to take Ted Ginn over Brady Quinn. I mean, and yet that adds to the comedy of the full moment that day. And I remember I was out there when they picked him, the booze, and Jim Mandich did a radio show out there, and he was starting a Brady after the eighth pick, you know, because everybody wanted Brady Quinn, and they picked Ginn, and there was such booze. I went back in there and I saw Harvey Green. Harvey was the best PR guy. He to me, and very good. And I went up to him. I said, "Harvey, you might rethink taking Cam Cameron out there." And he goes, "He's already committed. What if he backs out now? You know, then everybody calls him chicken." So he goes out there, and there might have only been one better draft moment, and it wasn't public after Shula took Terry Kirby, and this was before the draft days were everybody knew everything. And one of the draft books put out by Joel Buxbaum, remember him? He said Terry Kirby had trouble seeing out of one eye. And Schultz was asked about that, and he turned to his personnel guy, and he goes, "Did we draft a blind guy?"
Oh, God. Jeez. And Terry Kirby goes on to be one of the best pass-receiving running backs.
Right.
In the history of the franchise, yeah.
Yes, right. Obviously, crazy. He could see.
Right.
Hey, so I want to ask you, because this is a big part of it too, how about Hard Knocks with Joe Philbin and all that stuff? And you might as well throw in Jeff Ireland too, because it was a deer in headlights, man, every time that show came on through that season. Unbelievable.
Okay, so the rumor is true, okay? We just traded you, okay? We traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right. So, you okay?
Nah, I'm going to call my grandmother.
You going to call your grandmother? Okay, this hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay, well, why don't we just do, a little business first, okay, before you call grandma, okay? There's a little bit of urgency because you got a storm coming. They probably want to get you on a plane here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, my goodness. That's not even his best
moment. No, there were a lot more. There was better ones than that. That was unbelievable, though.
You know, you have defining moments early in that tell you who these guys are who run in the Dolphins, and Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland out of Hard Knocks was such a bad look for them. It told you they were in over their head. You know, Philbin picking up the litter in the laundry or something, and talking about how messy the lockers were, and it was Janitor Joe.
That was the first time for that. Oh, yeah, that was,
man,
good guy too, really nice guy, and I just felt like he sat upstairs and had no idea what the kids were doing downstairs.
That's right.
It was just a
That's right.
Well, that played out in Bullygate. He had no idea.
Oh, that one, right, too. Led you right into that.
There we go.
Dave, iconic moments, too. Not just the laughable ones, but especially down here as a Dolphin fan and growing up a Dolphin fan my whole life. Shula retiring, Dan Marino retiring, Jimmy Johnson hired and retired. Like, all that happened in that auditorium there in the facility, too. Those are some of the biggest moments ever in the history of this franchise, and they all just sat there and Davey, and now they're gone. We're not going to remember them anymore with the new facility. It's crazy.
Yeah, and all of that, and remember when Marino was hired as team president day or two, and that happened there. Wonstadt was in the back row of the whole auditorium there, the meeting room, with this bizarre look on his face, like, what just happened? And yeah, so there were a lot of, you know, when they left, I went out to the last practice on Thursday just because I wanted to see Tua and some of the other players, see how they were working out. And I was started thinking, boy, this is a last. And I get it. There was no moment. It's kind of a, you know, it's not like, as I wrote, it's not like leaving the Orange Bowl or something like that.
No, nothing not like
public
that.
Like that. But you know, there were, what, nearly three decades of, you know, funny stories, or not always funny, but like you said, you know, big moments in Dolphin history.
Right. All right, Dave, let's get into the elephant in the room right now. Tua, five interceptions, Tua the next day, Tua going forward, your thoughts?
Well, my thought is let's go back to when they started this whole teardown. The idea was and remains, the number one priority was to get an elite quarterback. Elite. And that's the bar. And so the scary thing for me isn't the five interceptions. The thing that I'm looking at is there's breadcrumbs being dropped here. Okay, you get pulled out of three games last year. He never really beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick, which I thought when he was drafted he would by midseason. And I agree completely putting him in the year, but he's pulled out of three games. He admits he didn't know the playbook. The five interceptions, you know, I don't know what it means in a June practice. Okay. I really don't. But all that adds up to the arrow really pointing directly at him this year, where you even more, where remember that the bar is elite. And no one expects him to be elite this year, but you expect a giant leap forward. And I'm not seeing it right now. That doesn't mean it doesn't come. But you know, I talked to a NFL scout this year, and he goes, every team but one right now would take Justin Herbert over Tua. And that's, you know, that's a concern. The conclusion isn't there. Year two, we could be saying the completely opposite, that Tua made a great run and Herbert took a big step back. But, you know, I think the parade has always been ahead of Tua and saying he's going to be great. And, you know, you just want to see some of that on the field.
Right. No, you're right. Listen, you're not the only one. You don't think Chris Greer and the gang over there are thinking,
right,
who spent all that time with all those quarterbacks? Not all those quarterbacks. Joe Burrow was, we couldn't have got him. He was the first overall pick.
But just those two quarterbacks.
But,
right.
Yeah, old Justin will always be part of our story in that draft. Dave, always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Good talking to you again, Joe.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to have you. By the way, another guy. Nice to have you back on the air, man.
Right.
Nice to have you back.
Of course.
Yeah, what is it? It's like that old home week, isn't it? That's great. It was like a high school graduation all over again.
Right.
Let's have another reunion.
It's homecoming. Right.
You're off double secret probation.
That's
something never happened to you. Thank you, Dave.
Phone's going to ring a lot more. See you later, Dave.
All right, guys.
All right, Dave. It's from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
We got a lot more stuff. Dave's been around for all of it, by the way. He has seen it all, man, and got great stories. We got Hollywood's headlines
speaking
coming up.
Speaking of great stories.
Yeah.
I have something that I think people are going to like today.
Okay.
Wow.
You've been teasing
us. Tease, right?
Zach, what do you got for us, though?
All right. I want to tell you about something else that the people are going to like. They're going to love Diamonds Direct. They're going to love the sale going on at Diamonds Direct right now, and it's one of the best they've ever thrown out there because it's 5 years, zero interest financing on anything and everything on approved credit there in that showroom. The showroom, by the way, that looks like 30 jewelry stores in one. That's right. So if you're going to upgrade that diamond now for that special person in your life, Why don't you just spread those payments over 5 years with zero interest? That's right. You could splurge. I know you're going to go in there with, you know, a set amount of money you want to spend. Well, now you might want to spend a little bit more knowing that this amazing offer is there. You're going to pick any item out in that showroom, in the jewelry store, as you might want to say. Divide the price by 60, and that's your monthly payment. No down payments required. You can even finance the sales tax. So this is what Diamonds Direct is doing for you right now. They're celebrating the fact that we're going into the summer now. Had a crazy 16 months, so why not do something great for yourself, some that special person in your life, maybe someone's graduating, maybe you're going to get married. It doesn't matter what the occasion is. Diamonds Direct's got something for you there. It's the smartest and easiest way to buy, and believe me, she deserves it, you deserve it, everyone deserves something nice in their life right now. People are driving for hours to take advantage of this. You should, too. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. 5 year zero interest financing now for a limited time, only at Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Take advantage of this spectacular offer. 5 year zero interest financing on anything and everything. And I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.